This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the podcast. I am Brad Brown. If it's the first time you're listening to the Kona Edge, this is the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying and racing on the Big Island. Not long to go now to Ironman World Champs in 2018. And the excitement is definitely building. I'm following a lot of people who are racing once again this year on social media, and it's just really cool to see all the updates as they dial in their prep in the build-up to this year's race. Someone who's not going to be there this year, but is definitely going back, I can tell you that much, is John Rutherford. And we caught up with him to talk a little bit about his Ironman run on today's podcast. Before we get into that, though, if you're looking for new wheels for your bike, make sure you check out Wheel Science, okay? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Wheel Science. They have got an unbelievable range of products, and they are pretty much up there with the best in the world. So you get all the performance, and the best part about it is that at half the price, because they cut out all the retail and all that rubbish that just adds to the cost of wheels. So if you want to check out Wheel Science, they deliver anywhere in the world, and they've got a lifetime warranty as well, and they are extremely price competitive. So go check them out, okay? The link to get to is pretty simple to remember, thekonaedge.com/wheels. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. The link is in the podcast player and in the show notes as well. You can click through from there. But the best part about it all is if you use the coupon code KONAEDGE, all one word, KONAEDGE, I'll give you 10% discounts when you check out. So just for being a loyal listener of the Kona Edge, you get some big bonuses. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. Go check out Wheel Science's offerings. They've got a fantastic range. They've done independent testing, and you definitely won't go wrong. So the URL is thekonaedge.com/wheels, and use the coupon code Kona Edge when you're checking out to get 10% off. You're listening to the Kona Edge, and we head back to the US to catch up with John Rutherford. John, welcome back onto the podcast. When we were talking about your cycling, and you liked it really tough, and we used the word masochist. You've run 100 miles. There's some masochism in there too.
There absolutely is. And I came off my sort of ultra running campaign, as it were, directly into triathlon. There are definitely some lessons learned there. You put things into perspective. The marathon, to me as a runner, when I became a runner, the marathon became the ultimate goal, and running quite a few marathons, you know, within a few minutes of each other, and sort of repeating my performance there a few times, getting into the longer stuff, having the experience at the 100K, 100 mile distance, it really puts the marathon into perspective. That said, come race day in an Ironman, it's still a really long way to run.
No, absolutely. And it is. But I also, funnily enough, I've run a good few ultramarathons in my time, and I love what ultramarathons teach you mentally. Obviously, the intensity is slightly different, but when you get to the marathon in an Ironman, you're tired and you still got to do 42 Ks or 26 miles. It's those lessons that you learn in a 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 mile race that you can pull out of the memory bank when times are tough.
I agree. That's a really good point. I have yet to have a 100-mile, 100K ultra marathon where I didn't have a really low point. I think that's why a lot of people actually sign up for those types of races and do them over and over again, is because it's such a life learning experience that you can dig yourself out of just about anything. I remember being 55 miles into the Angeles Crest 100 in 2010, and I crawled into an aid station at mile 55. And somehow or other, 45 minutes later, I ran out of it and ran the next 45 miles, ran all night, had an absolutely fantastic back half of the race. You know, 10 hours earlier, I was literally on my hands and knees. And having that experience that your physiology and your mental attitude shift, everything can change if you give it a little bit of time and some self-confidence. But gaining that self-confidence really only comes with experience, because it really just doesn't seem logical in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to take yourself there. And I always joke, the reason I love it is because I love hanging out in dark places. That's you learn so much about yourself in those times. And I'm not saying everybody needs to go and run ultra marathons, but you don't get it until you get it. That's the truth of the matter. But what's the key to running a fast Ironman marathon, John?
So I think as we talked about, we're talking about the cycling portion. I think that strength is discounted in resilience, and difficult to do strength work with respect to running. But I think that there's definitely some carryover from having a strength focused cycling program that allows you to be a resilient runner and to get off the bike and run well and confidently out of T2. I think, you know, I'll credit Christian Manietta with this because I'd never thought about it before he mentioned it to me, but I think there is something to the sort of neuromuscular fatigue of riding a bike for 5 hours plus at, say, 100 RPMs and then, or even 80 RPMs and then getting off the bike and running at basically the same cadence. So, if you're the average runner out there, not that I think really any of your listeners are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not an average runner. But most folks probably have a cadence of 75, 80. If you're running, if you're riding 75, 80 and you can run 75, 80, I think, there is some argument to be made there that you really need to break it up from a neuromuscular fatigue standpoint. And the program that I've used the last few years is very specifically targeted at having a different cycling and a running cadence. It almost starts to feel the same, and all kind of blend together towards the back end of a race. And anybody's running Ironman can attest to that. Learning how to run tired and having that confidence, and that was part of the confidence I had coming from ultramarathon, is that you can still turn the legs over. No matter how you feel, you know, if you've got your energy right, then you can still run fast. And I think most of us have that experience of sort of smelling the barn 5K, 10K to go. Like, wow, where did that 4:30 kilometer come from? You know, how come I couldn't do that 10 miles ago? Well, I think a lot of it's up here. A lot of it's in your head and really that, the confidence piece, and so much about, training, yourself to the confidence level that you can run fast on tired legs.
Yep, absolutely. I think your mind gives up way before your body does. And like I said, I think ultramarathons definitely teaches you that. John, as always, great to catch up. I look forward to talking about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time today on the Cone Edge.
Thank you.
And that's it for this edition of The Cone Edge. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to the sponsor, Wheel Science. If you're looking for brand new wheels for your bicycle, if you're looking for high performance wheels at a fraction of the cost, then you will not go wrong with Wheel Science. Okay, go check them out. The URL to get to, easy to remember, is theconeedge.com/wheels. And make sure that you use the coupon code CONAEDGE, one word, CONAEDGE, at checkout to get yourself 10% off those wheels. Tell them I sent you, okay? That's theconeedge.com/wheels. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.